This is KUTX 98.9 live from Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg here with a group of wonderful KUTX listeners. Thanks for being here, y'all. Glad to see you. And we are here today to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Sims, a great CD they've released called Friends of Sims, celebrating 20 years of listening. Sims stands for Services in Musician Support, and the organization is also named after the late Sims Ellison. And at the Austin Music Awards Wednesday night, there will be a 20th anniversary celebration of Sims, and we're giving you a little sneak preview today. And we're going to talk to Heather Alden of Sims in just a little bit. We have the house band from the Austin Music Awards with us today, an incredible band, including on drums, our friend Conrad Chacroon. Good to see you, Conrad. George Reef is on bass. Laura Scarborough's got some good vibes for us. She was just in this room a week or two ago with Golden Dawn Orchestra. And some featured performers, our musical director is the wonderful Charlie Sexton. Charlie, good to see you, my friend. And they will not only be presenting this Sims presentation at the award show, but Charlie will be hosting some other musical tributes during the award show as well. We'll find out more about that. Right now, we're going to start with a song from Jeremy Nail, who has a record coming out in May called My Mountain, which Alejandro Escovedo produced. And Jeremy contributes a song to Friends of Sims written by Graham Parsons. And that's what we're going to hear. She, live on KUTX, Jeremy Nail.
Thank you. was nearly forgotten by everyone. She worked and she saved so hard. A big old field was her backyard in the Delta sun.
KUTX, as Charlie Sexton said, Jeremy Nail covering Graham Parsons' She from the Friends of Sims CD, and there will be a 20th anniversary tribute to Sims Wednesday night at the Austin Music Awards. This is Jody. I kind of did a half-assed job introducing the house band because I gave love to some but not to others, so let's spread it around. I introduced you to Conrad Chacroon on drums, George Reef on bass, Charlie Sexton on guitar. Michael Ramos is playing our grand piano today. And Sally Allen was singing along with Jeremy Nail on She. And she is going to sing a song for you in a moment. And Kyle Ellison on guitar, who also produced the Friends of Sims CD. Thank you, Kyle. And Kyle, let's see if your microphone is working there, because I was hoping we could chat for a second.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Ellison. It's working. Sims Ellison was your older brother, 3 years older, right?
Yes.
And was yesterday his birthday?
Yesterday was his birthday. He would have been 49, which is pretty trippy.
Very trippy. Well, happy birthday to Sims.
Thank you, yeah.
I'd say wherever you are, but I know he's right here with us. And the Sims Foundation is named after Sims Ellison. And Kyle, you took it upon yourself to produce this CD, Friends of Sims, which has the folks you're hearing today, but also Chris Layton, The Happenins, Doyle Too, Ian Moore, Alejandro, all sorts of folks doing cover songs. Did it kind of come to you how you wanted to do this CD in with all the covers and everything in a flash, or what happened?
Yeah, it did. But, you know, Sims had a lot of friends, and so there was a lot of people that aren't on that CD that, you know, could have been on there. It was just, it happened how it happened, and it was just something I wanted to do. I wanted to give back to the Austin music community and to the Sims Foundation in a way that represented how I knew Sims, which was, you know, fun-loving music and a lot of good stuff, so I'm really grateful for everyone helping out. It's been fun.
And it was, you know, I gotta tell you, I was around for a fair bit of it when he was working, and it was truly a labor of love. And he put nothing but heart and soul into every second of working on that.
And it shows, and you're hearing it. You know, the Sims Foundation began 20 years ago. Some of the folks behind it were at the Austin Rehearsal Complex back in the day, Wayne Nagel and Don Harvey. Don Ellison, of course, Sims' dad, and Kyle's dad, for that matter, as well. And Alejandro Escovedo, Walter Taylor, the attorney. So a lot of people came together for this organization that provides low-cost mental health care to the Austin music community. And I'll tell you more about that in a bit, and we'll talk to Heather Alden from Sims. But we're going to welcome Sally Allen to do her song. Hey, Sally, good to see you. They can't hear the wave on the radio.
Hi. Hmm.
Good to see you. Sally has a new record coming out called 8-Track Sessions. Pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Excited?
Super excited.
It's been a while, since about 2007, Southern Suburban, so it's been a little while. In getting to know Sally's music, I went online and watched her perform Sacred Things in Denmark, I don't know, 5-6 years ago maybe?
2011.
And Charlie Sexton's on that video, and I really recommend everybody to go online and see Sally sing Sacred Things. It's one of her songs. But today she's got a cover. How did you get matched up with this particular song you're about to do? Was it your choice? Was it Kyle's choice?
Let's see. So this Tom Petty's Refugee is one of my favorite songs of all time. And the message in it hit me pretty strong in the last couple years. And so I just started messing with it and playing it at shows. And it was kind of, in the beginning, I was just kind of kidding. And then it started to, stick. And so I brought it up to Kyle, and he took a gamble on it.
And it paid off. Charlie does a lot of work on the song on the record Friends of Sims. In fact, it's the first song on the album. Sally Allen and Friends of Sims live on KETX.
But all the same, somehow we get around. It don't really matter to me, babe. You believe what you wanna believe and say it's okay to live like a refugee. Somewhere, somehow, somebody must have kicked you around some. Tell me why you wanna lay there and run your bandit. It don't really matter to me, babe. Everybody's had a fight to be free. And say you don't have to live like a refugee.
You don't have to live like a refugee.
No, baby, you don't. You around some. Who knows, maybe you were kidnapped, tied up, taken away, and held for ransom. It don't really matter to me, babe. You believe what you want to believe, and say you don't have to live like a refugee.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you very much.
Sally Allen and
Thank
the
you.
Friends of Sims with her version of Refugee that's on the Friends of Sims CD. I'm glad I don't have to follow that, Charlotte Sexton. So we'll have a little moment here. This is Jody Denberg, and I'm going to talk to my friend Heather Alden, who's the managing director of Sims. First of all, congratulations on 20 years.
Thanks, Jody. We couldn't have done it without you. You've been with us the whole way.
Well, it's such an important organization, and as we found out through recent studies and research, that the Austin music community is in need of health coverage, mental health care coverage, and the like, and that's what Sims provides. At the Sims 20th anniversary gala, you told us some news that was really exciting, because Sims can cover musicians, but now it's even broader, right?
Exactly. We made a huge announcement for us. It's something that's been in the works for 20 years, and we announced that we're now serving music industry professionals. So that means lighting techs, sound engineers, the entire music family. So we're really proud to be able to do that.
Is there or are there any other organizations like Sims in America? Was Sims based on any other city's organization like this, or is it really a one-of-a-kinder?
I think we're one-of-a-kind. I get a call about once a month from folks in other cities wanting to create something like us, so we kind of give them a roadmap, but it's kind of a unique place. You know, we've got a community that cares about music, and that's the way we are able to do the work we do.
So if there's a musician listening, or if there's someone who, as you said, is a part of the music community, a lighting tech, a publicist, whatever, if someone needs help from Sims, what do they do?
They just call our confidential client line, 512-494-1007, and they get connected with one of our clinicians, and that starts the road towards good health, good mental health.
Happy birthday, Sims. Happy 20th. That's Heather Alden, Managing Director of Sims. And what you're hearing today are selections from the album Friends of Sims, which benefits the organization. And Sims' 20th birthday will be celebrated Wednesday night at the Hilton Hotel, the 34th Annual Austin Music Awards. And we're proud that our own Lori Gallardo and Rick McNulty will be hosting those. And for the second year in a row, Charlie Sexton returns as the Music Awards Musical Director. And last year, Charlie, I was just feeling for you because you were learning all these Ian McLagan songs for the tribute. And then the next night, you and Michael Ramos were hosting the Doug Somm tribute. And I'm like, where do you store all this?
We were in it together. Yeah.
And this year, you will be doing the tribute to Paul Ray at the Music Awards, as well as hosting the Sims thing. And then you go back out on the road with Bob Dylan. So not a lot going on with you.
There's nothing at all.
No.
And we did the Paul Ray thing last week, too. So
that's right, Antone's. And we had a grand time, didn't we?
It was, I think it ended up being the christening of that club, because it was so much like the old vibe. It was the good vibe.
So many musicians gave their time to Paul Ray and to Diana Ray for the Paul Ray Memorial Fund, and that was last week at Antone's. So it's Wednesday at the Music Awards that Charlie and this band are going to come out for Sims. And... Charlie, before I get to your song, you've got a few other things going on I wanted to mention. You're playing with Bill Carter and The Blame, you and Denny Freeman, is that?
Yeah, we're this weekend we're doing two shows, Continental tonight, about midnight. Sorry. You have to understand the days are so long now, so I have to go like, is it tomorrow yet? Is it today still? But yeah, Chuck Prophet, our good friend Chuck Prophet, is doing two shows tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play at 12. And then we're going to skip up to Sea Boys up the street and play about 8 to 10 before Jimmy Vaughn and Flanagan.
Wow. And you know, yeah, you know, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to say, it's funny. I really want to honestly tell everyone what a beautiful thing the Sims organization is. And it's interesting because the music that he made, the music we're doing today, and it just kind of like organically applies to everything that gets done in this town. We all come together for the right reason, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen a lot in America, you know, as far as that organization and those things. So,
well,
it's really good.
Gratitude.
I'm getting choked up.
Gratitude to everybody here, and special gratitude to Charlie Sexton, because putting together all of these things, I don't know how he does it, but he does it, and he does it with grace, and he rocks it, and that's what we love. And also, a week from today, there's this David Bowie tribute, All the Children Boogie, a family-friendly tribute to David Bowie at the Scottish Rite Theatre that our friends at Spare the Rock are doing. So that's a week from today.
How can you say no to 40 children?
I can't. And plus...
Did you say you can?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can.
I can. Well, we've been working, because we worked, they were on the Alejandro show we did at Moody years ago, or portions of the
right.
of the Barton Hills Choir. And
well, that kind of leads me to the song you're about to do, is you chose for Friends of Sims a David Bowie song. And you and I spent 3 hours on the air the night that David Bowie passed away. And in such a sad time, we had a great time.
You know what? You were, because this is the kind of guy, that when I was talking about the beauty of this town, how we all come together. I got up that morning and I didn't sleep much because it had occurred the night before. And Jody was like the first message I got. And he goes, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm thinking about you. And then we talked. And he goes, a lot of times it's better to deal with these things, you know, listen to the music and just get to it that way. And I had no destination that seemed any good that day. So that was a perfect. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And we're about to hear Charlie Sexton covering a David Bowie classic from Ziggy Stardust live on KUTX.
I'm a mama, papa, coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rocket, roller, bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Yeah, I'm squawking like a big monkey bird. I'm puffing on my breath, slowing away. Keep your oh!
too. Oh, that was so much fun. Charlie Sexton and David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. And you'll find that on the Friends of Sin CD. And thank all of you for being here today. That was just so much fun. You know, there's a band called Capsula that's doing all of Ziggy Stardust during South By. I think Tony Visconti blessed them, so cool. It ought to be fun.
And Tony's in town, right?
Yeah, he's one of the keynote speakers.
Awesome.
The other keynote speaker is the President of the United States.
And Oh, yeah. We heard he might be around today or something.
I think he's doing his thing right now, but I was busy. And God bless the President. Good to have him in Austin. Thank this band, just a wonderful band. I want to introduce them one more time. Conrad Chacroon on drums, George Reef on bass, singing along on that song. Kyle Ellison had his 12 string. Sally Allen on guitar and vocals. Jeremy Nail on guitar and vocals. Michael Ramos and Laura Scarborough on keyboards. And thanks to the Sims organization. Come out to the Austin Music Awards and see this band play. And better yet, go to the Sims website and make a donation when you can. Or just buy the CD. That way you make a donation and you get a CD. Want to thank our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks, guys, for making it sound great. Thanks to those of you here in our studio audience. We appreciate you. This is Jody Denberg, and this is KUTX.
Yeah.